At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Now, we got a special show today for multiple reasons. All right, first of all, the background behind me is a little different. The family's in flux. We're in the middle of moving. We literally just moved out of our house that we've lived in and built for 14 years. We are in an Airbnb for the next month while half my family transitions to Lincoln, and I stay here because youth baseball is just that darn important, and then we'll move all out, all finish moving out when the season is over, okay? I got a special guest today. He just owns the whole freaking place. We're going to talk some wrestling, something him and I have been dying to do for quite a while. But before we do that, I want to give a shout-out to Bonzel Pool and Spa. You can check them out at bonzelpool.com. If you're looking for swimming, have a swimming pool put in, a hot tub, sauna, etc., they are the place. If you're looking to have your swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna taken care of, they are also the place for that. You can check them out. 3201 Pioneers Boulevard, Lincoln, Nebraska. Call at 402-488-0148. And of course, Bonzel Pool and Spa. Bonzel Pool. .com. Right. I want to bring on my guest today, Mr. Derek Pearson, DP. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, AC, it's always good, man. It's always good on a holiday weekend. And, you know, we got some extra time to talk a little squared circle. So I'm excited. Thanks for asking.
A little wrestling. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's interesting. My mind, when I knew we were going to talk wrestling and you were going to be joining me, my mind immediately went to the WrestleMania that just happened. Biggest WrestleMania of all time. The Rock, Roman Reigns, okay, Cody Rhodes, then you've got the cameos by Cena and Taker and why no Austin and all this stuff. So I wanted to get your thoughts on WrestleMania 40, okay? In your mind, is it the greatest WrestleMania of all time, and just your thoughts on the show as a whole?
It was the best presented WrestleMania of all time. And the marketing and the hype was great. We do several wrestling shows on The Ticket. And on one of them, Haas DeBreeze and I on The Breeze, we were having this very discussion about what it meant for wrestling. Outside of its normal click of super wrestling fans and people who pay attention to it, this one had the greatest amount of reach outside of its normal circle. Mm-hmm. The only thing comparable to it was the first one. The first one. Because the inclusion of Muhammad Ali, Mr. T, Cyndi Lauper, like it took it outside. As a matter of fact, that was an MTV production almost.
Pretty much. Yep.
Right? I remember that. They pulled it outside of its normal circle of what they thought was dungeons, and they put bright light on it. But this one won because of this. I thought that they missed sealing the deal by being talked out of Rock versus Reigns.
Ooh, okay.
All right. That's my own. Listen, quite frankly, as the adults in the room, sometimes it's the job of the people in place to go, you know what? I know what you want. I know you want Reigns and Cody. Like, I know that you want Cody. I know that. But listen, there were ways to do that. You could have finished the Cody story in another way. You could have split the titles. You could have done a whole bunch of stuff.
How would you have done it? How would you have done it if it was you? Because that's an interesting topic. How would you have done it then?
Well, if you knew all along that you were going to split titles again, right? You're going to split titles. So Damian Priest has the one on the side of Roman Reigns. If you tell me Seth Rollins, that if Rollins needs a break, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Because give me 45 minutes of Seth versus Cody, and I buy into it at a way higher level. I get it, right? And you don't have to kill Roman Reigns to have Cody beat him. It wasn't necessary, right? You could have temporarily, I mean, this organization has known, it will temporarily put the strap on somebody for the greater good of the organization. And the greatest good that they could have done, you sold me on him being the goat. Give it to Rock for 3 months. And then reset the whole thing, which is what they're trying to do now anyway, right? You could have used, I mean, Jimmy and Jay, you could have used them solo and little knucklehead brother. You could have done all of those things and missed opportunity because you had one shot to let Rock carry you for 45 minutes. He's the GOAT now. Like, there's no question about it now, but you could have had Rock and Reigns for 45 minutes, and it didn't matter what else happened on that card. It would have been the GOAT card. That's just me. I would have put the strap on Rock and then let Rock walk away and go, you know what, for the greater good, I'm just going to hand the strap back to somebody else and let them have another tournament at Money in the Bank or whatever you want to do, you know, Royal Rumble. You could have done that. You could have done it at King of the Ring because that's what you're trying to do with Gunter. So, okay, you could have done that then. But only with the biggest name in the history of pro wrestling and The Rock.
So a couple of things. I just want to make sure I understand clearly. So you would have had Cody beat Rollins to finish his story and get the title.
Yep, 100%. Okay.
And you would have had Rock be the guy that ends Roman Reigns' streak.
That's correct. Because then it comes back in a year. You put that back on the calendar at the end of next year when Rock's done with his movie and Reigns is on vacation. And listen, you could bring back Reigns as a face. You could bring back the Rock. Heel Rock is still the best Rock. Mm-hmm. Like Angry Rock,
I agree with that.
Is the best Rock.
Yeah,
so
I agree with that.
If you turn him into arrogant, hey, I'm King of the Hill Rock, and then Reigns has to go, you know what? I'm humbled by this, but guess what? I need to beat you, Unk. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's one of the great wrestling stories anyway, that the comeuppance and then the get even is a big part of it. And the entire entertainment world would have been talking about The Rock as he went from talk show with the strap that nobody else could do. So that's what I, from a business standpoint, I'll steal, you know, Vince and Triple H's catchphrase. What was best for business was The Rock. I understand that you played to the lowest common denominator. But kids will eat ice cream for breakfast. It doesn't mean that's what they should be eating for breakfast. All kids will tell, look, they'll tell you what they want. Yep. But as the grown up in the room, no, not good for you. I'm going to give you what you need rather than what you want.
So it's funny you said that. My daughter Trinity just had a sleepover. She calls us this morning. She's like, what time are you going to come pick us up? And we're like, oh, 8 or 9 or whatever. She goes, oh, by the way, we're eating cake for breakfast. I was like, are you serious? I literally go to Angie. I'm like, whose house is she staying at? Because this is going to be noted. All right, and they're great.
Never having breakfast there again.
No, they're great people, but let's not give our kids cake for breakfast. Okay.
Oh man, so, that's so good.
I love. We have differing opinions on this, but I think WWE, and I wonder if Triple H kind of did this on purpose because the booking makes no sense. If you go back to the Royal Rumble, if you're going to have, and in fairness, the original plan was CM Punk Rollins. Okay, yeah. And then CM Punk gets hurt. So that kind of changes the plans. And obviously he gets hurt in the Rumble. So you can't alter your Rumble or your booking of the Rumble because he gets hurt in the Rumble.
Right.
And then Rock Reigns. So my first question is, who did they have Cody Rhodes scheduled to go against to begin with? That was my first question. And why do you have him win the Rumble 2 years in a row? And then the idea is he's going to go out on SmackDown and just with a smile on his face, because it's pretty well known he went off script. Mm-hmm. That night when he basically acted like The Rock was, you know, taking everything from him that he'd ever worked for, because kind of what he was doing to a degree,
right?
Okay. And that's not what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to be like, rah, rah, go get him, Rock, which would have made no sense. And everyone, including myself, would have crapped all over. Okay. And he, so for me, why did they have him win the Rumble 2 years in a row? Who was he supposed to wrestle if it was Rock, Roman, Punk, Rollins? What was the plan? So that's where I wonder. I'm like, because Rock kind of like was throwing his weight around, not just on screen as part of his character, the final boss, which is freaking awesome.
Awesome.
I think he was actually doing it behind the scenes. And I think it was Triple H's way of maybe poking it to him a little bit. And then, so for me, I don't know how you book it that way if those are the matches you had set up. So that's my first question. I need somebody, like Triple H has got to call me in between breaks there, because I got to know the answer to this.
Right.
All right. Now, they booked it the way they booked it. They had the plans that they had. It is what it is. We don't know the answer to the question that I've really been curious about since that SmackDown episode when Cody was like, all right, you take my match at WrestleMania. You take my moment. I didn't understand it at that point in time. Okay. So I do disagree, because the WWE had to make a decision. They had to make a decision for what you're arguing, which is getting the name out there, which is The Rock, the most followed male human being in the whole entire United States and the biggest star on planet Earth, arguably, walking around with your belt everywhere, taking it everywhere, which nobody else can do right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're arguing for, and that makes perfect sense. Or they had to make the decision between the fan uprising and the most disliked video they've ever had, which is that segment on SmackDown, which has almost a million. I haven't checked up on it in a while, but like 750,000 dislikes, which is the mm-hmm. most amount any video they've ever had has had, and their fans and their fan base, their immediate fan base. They had to make that decision, and we know which way they went.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
For me personally, I have a hard time. Like, if Cody Rhodes beats Rollins, I no disrespect, I don't care. That doesn't finish this. That's not the story we're talking about, in my opinion. It's Rhodes Reigns. Rhodes Reigns. That's the story. It's got to be, if he's going to finish his story and he's going to win it at WrestleMania, I don't care about Rhodes Rollins for a fourth time and Rhodes winning for a fourth. I just don't, personally, for me. I know you're different. That's cool. I love that we disagree, because this is more fun. Okay. And then The Rock and Roman, there's so much like good thinking and logic behind that. I think where I'd have an issue, because I felt like Roman's been the guy, the GOAT, all this stuff. And he's got this record, well, not record, but, you know, 1,000+ day streak. And he's been the man, and he's been protected, and he's the guy in the company. And then in walks his cousin, and I know who he is. I'm fairly, very well familiar with The Rock, okay, and outshines him. Like, Roman looked like the little brother the entire time.
Yep.
You can't have your main guy that you built up for nearly half a decade and all these WrestleMania main events, 9, which is a record, and then he's the little brother the instant somebody else walks in that's going to be there once every, you know, 7-8 years. And so that kind of bothered me. But having The Rock beat him and be the guy that beats him, it kind of goes along those same veins. I would have had a hard time with that, although I understand what you're saying with the belt. For me, I actually think they did it the right way. I think the only, in my personal opinion, the only thing they were missing was Austin at the end, and that was a money thing. Other than that, I think they did it perfectly, and I'm a guy who has bashed WWE booking for years. All right, where am I wrong, DP? Help me out.
Okay, so this
Enlighten
is
me.
Where, well, no. This is you and I behind the Titantron, and we're literally having the discussion out loud. Here's the thing, that two things in place, and we know that recent history was Goldberg coming back and taking the strap from Lesnar in record time, which blew up everything.
Yep.
And there was no point. There was, again, it set up everything. So once you show me that you can do that, and that's been a history of straps changing hands, okay, fine. But if you send Roman out that way to rebrand, reprogram, re-elevate, recharge, reboot, whatever you want to call it, and then on the other side, Cody wins the strap from Seth, but then it allows Seth and Roman to get back together and do something special after they both lose the straps. Mm-hmm. Remember, Dean Ambrose is lurking, right? He's lurking. And to bring back that faction would be amazing. To retake over the WWE from The Rock would fill every arena in America Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. It absolutely would. On the other side, it does for Cody what they couldn't do for Cody, which was if he wins the strap from Seth, and then Rock tells him, just as plain at the top of his, this is his moment, all the confetti's falling from the ceiling of the arena, and Rock walks out and goes, wow, that really didn't mean much. This is the strap that you need to beat. This is the strap you need to wear. Well, now you've built four different rivalries off of two decisions. Like, they could have given, let the story finish. He takes it from Seth. And then The Rock says, well, that's fine. That's cute. You got the bait. You won. You're the champion of at the kiddie table. Now, if you want this thing to really mean something, you want to be worthy of your dad, all that promo that he did in the ring would have been spectacular if it was after, when they both sitting there with titles, and then they have that conversation in the ring. And no fan is upset if this thing draws out another 9 months. None of them. Nobody would be mad at any of this, that the bloodline gets stirred up again. You don't need to bring in your young nephew to make the thing interesting. Not necessary. Would have been great for you to take Finn Balor and have that crew do something meaningful, and you're not burying all the rest of your talent. And then, oh, by the way, you're built up for the next 9 months of pay-per-views. That's what, from a business standpoint, I just would have done. I would have done it differently. I understand what they were doing. It was the layup. Look, if everybody tells you, 750,000 people tell you that we'll cheer like madmen if you make this decision, that's fine. But not at the fault of 7.5 million who understand that before Cody, The Rock was the real deal. And still is. Like, you could compare pops in any arena. The Rock still outpops anybody in the building. That's just the way it works. And I'm sorry. Yeah, you could have brought back Stone Cold. But why would you know that Stone Cold walking in was the right decision? What amount of money would you not spend? You just made $900 million on the WrestleMania. Pay Stone Cold whatever he wanted for 15 minutes.
That was my reaction. I'm like, this was over money? Like, all the money that they're making, and it was still great. It was still phenomenal. Oh,
it's the best. It's the best ever. And there are people that will argue, because I say that, like, the first one is great. It's kind of like Nebraska winning its first national championship. Nothing will ever compare to the first one. Yeah, the 97 team had a whole nother level of talent. But guess what? That first one under Devaney, when nobody said you could do it, or Coach Osborne's first one, has a little more juice to the squeeze than the last one. And that's the only difference in WrestleManias, in pay-per-views, is the juice that you got from the squeeze. And they put a lot into it. They got a lot from it. But I'll say this, and burying the lead in this thing might be that, quite frankly, I still think that Seth Rollins deserved more than he was given.
I'll agree with that.
Right? Yeah. That he carried it through the pandemic. He carried them after the pandemic. He's evolved his character. He'll go whatever side they need for the pendulum to swing to, good guy, bad guy, or whatever. But, yeah, now he and Becky get to take a vacation with their kid. They get to be a family for 3 months. And then he'll come back, and I just hope, it's just my hope that they have an eye towards that faction. That if you can give me Roman and Seth on the same side of the fence. Let the bloodline be what it's going to be. But give me that. Because if you want happy fans, that'll do it.
So there's a few things to unpack here. Going back to the Stone Cold thing, I'm with you. Like, why not just figure it out? And now that was the most exciting WrestleMania main event ever, in my opinion. Yeah. The most iconic. You can argue that, you know, maybe it's WrestleMania 3. Andre Hogan, you could argue
Andre
that.
Andre Hogan was Hogan Ultimate Warrior.
WrestleMania 6, right? That was another great one. I've never understood, I do, with the whole Gulf War thing, Slaughter, Hogan. I always thought that was kind of undervalued at WrestleMania 7 a little bit.
True.
WrestleMania 17 was absolutely phenomenal. The Stone Cold heel turn at the end absolutely sucked. That was the only thing I didn't like about WrestleMania 17. It after all that time of hating Vince, how are you going to join him at the end? Anyways,
right?
There's so many things to unpack here. The only thing that it was missing for WrestleMania 40 was the topper of Stone Cold at the end. That being said, still the best WrestleMania main event of all time. I think it was so predictable too. I literally had Cena's going to come out, take out Solo. The Jay's going to come out and take out his brother. Okay. And who else came out? Taker. People thought it was going to be Austin to take out Rock. Taker was a little bit of a surprise. I don't know how you get mad at seeing Undertaker, especially WrestleMania anytime. Maybe it would have helped him if he was a little bit more in the, you know, Undertaker outfit. He really loves the biker stuff. Like, he's truly a biker at heart. So he always wants to show up in a little bit more of that ensemble. But had he been in the true, like, Undertaker presentation, even just for a brief stint in the ring, that would have topped that off a little bit. Okay, when you come to Seth and Roman being on the same side, I agree that Seth deserved better. I think it's tough when he's as truly beat up as he was slash is. Okay, I don't get as excited about Roman and Seth on the same side unless you got Dean. If you've got Ambrose, I will pop for that. If you got those two, to me, it's like you're kind of missing it just a little bit. I did like that they had Seth come out kind of in the Shield gear a little bit when in his little run-in, so to speak, if you want to say it, in the main event of WrestleMania. I can't help but coming back. Like, what was the original plan for Cody? Who was the two-time back-to-back Royal Rumble winner supposed to wrestle? It's almost like it was set up for this to happen because nothing else makes any sense. Who do you think he was supposed to wrestle at WrestleMania 40 before everything kind of went haywire? And I want to give kudos to The Rock because he was the one that called Triple H, Paul Levesque, and said, turn me heel, which is a brave thing to do as a movie star when you need people to love you and go to your movies and pay for your movies and not hate you. Okay. For him to do that and become the final boss is one of my favorite things he's ever done. Okay, so I love that. But who do you think Cody was originally supposed to wrestle, or was this kind of the behind-the-scenes plan that maybe Hunter had in his back pocket?
Oh, the mystery. The mystery. Adam Carricker, the name is Drew McIntyre.
Oh, okay. All right.
The name is Drew McIntyre. But we can get back to that. Hey, let's get to a break. We'll reload it. But AC, yeah, Drew McIntyre is the name we're talking about. Adam, take us to break, bro.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking wrestling. DP and I have been talking about doing it for years. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.